Life on Perry Lane, October 1960. The world was on the edge of revolution, but we survived on my husband's post-grad stipend and what I earned working for a mental health researcher, a nudist, we found out, when he invited us to his home for dinner. We'd rented a 3-room log cabin at the top of Perry Lane, which ran one block, embracing a shaggy maple, before it came to a stop at private tennis courts. We coddled 2 dogs, a Welsh corgi named Mort after Saul, and a German shepherd, Mort II. Young women streaking through our yard at midnight was not unusual. That minds were expanding in geometric proportion escaped us, along with our neighbor, an elderly gentleman, who fussed over his roses outside the cottage that once belonged to Thorsten Veblen. Dogs in tow, music booming through windows, I'd stroll past the maple, past the rundown bungalows, where lank-haired men slouched with their brew. Sometimes a pale young woman was sweeping a front porch. At the annual Perry Lane Olympics, festivities ran nonstop, until a piano got axed to splinters. The ground was soggy with beer and piss, and somebody called the cops. Ken Kesey lived in one of those bungalows. He worked at the VA hospital, but he wasn't famous yet. Later we heard that Jerry Garcia and Pigpen dropped by from time to time, but nobody at our end of the lane knew who any of them were back then.